Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 6:26. If someone asks you how to write your name, would you bark out each letter? And if they get angry, would you then return the anger? Wouldn't you rather gently spell out each letter for them? So then, remember in life that your duties are the sum of individual acts. Pay attention to each of these as you do your duty. Just methodically complete your task. Ebcus, Discourses 3:24-17. It is quite impossible to unite happiness with a yearning for what we don't have. Happiness has all that it wants. In resembling the well-fed, there shouldn't be hunger or thirst. Epicus, Discourses 2:18-27-28. This is the rule, true athlete, the person in rigorous training against false impressions. Remain firm. You who suffer, don't be kidnapped by your impressions. The struggle is great, the task divine, to gain mystery, freedom, happiness, and tranquility. Epicus, Insurance 15. Remember to conduct yourself in life as if at a banquet, as something being passed around comes to you. Reach out your hand and take a moderate helping. Does it pass you by? Don't stop it. It hasn't yet come. Don't burn in desire for it, but wait until it arrives in front of you. Act this way with children, a spouse, toward a position, with wealth. One day it will make you worthy of a banquet with the gods. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 6:34. Roberts, perverts, killers, and tyrants, gather for your inspection their so-called pleasures. Epicus, Discourses 4:4-1:2:15. Remember that it is not only the desire for wealth and possession that debases and subjects us, but also the desire for peace, leisure, travel, and learning. It doesn't matter what the external thing is, the value we place on it subjects us to another. Where our heart is set, there are impotent lies. Plutarch, Cato of the Younger, 4. Cato practiced the kind of public speech capable of moving the masses, believing proper political philosophy takes care, like any great city, to maintain the warlike element. But he was never seen practicing in front of others, and no one ever heard him rehearse a speech. When he was told that people blamed him for his silence, he replied, "Better they not blame my life. I begin to speak only when I am certain what I say isn't better left unsaid." Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 7:38. You shouldn't give circumstances the power to rouse anger, for they don't care at all.